Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That is the voice of Mary Jane. Oh my gosh, I can't think of her name. What is
Mary
it, Jonathan?
Mary J. Blige.
How could I forget that? I love this album that she did, particularly that song. And of course, she was the superstar of the Super Bowl. So, you know, that halftime show, people are still talking about it. You said that you liked it. I think you looked at it online.
No. I looked at what they did at the NBA All-Star game. Online, when they brought out
that's right, because they did both of those. That's right.
Well, they didn't do a concert this year. What the NBA did this year for their All-Star game. This is the 75th year of the NBA, and so they had.
Did she sing the Star Spangled Banner?
No, I don't think she did. I don't think she had anything
Mary
to do
Jane
with the NBA
performed
this year.
No, but she was in two big things. I can't think of what it was. My goodness. I'll have to look it up. But the Super Bowl, the halftime, did you like it? You did go back and watch it. You told me you
were going
to watch it.
I didn't watch that. I didn't have a chance to. I watched some of the commercials, but I didn't watch
the
halftime
show. You're that guy.
I did want to see what the commercials were. I was excited to see the E-Trade baby come back.
Okay.
I went back and I watched some of the old commercials. And I can't believe that number one, the campaign with that character lasted as long as it did. But these commercials go back to like 08, 09 with this E-Trade baby. And so I went back and saw some of the old ones, and
it brought you joy.
They're classic.
It brought you joy.
Commercial
That's what it did.
Comedy joy.
Hey, I'm excited because this is the half hour that is open to tonight. It is open to our listeners. And if anyone would like to call in, just call us at 651-461-9226. And we'd love to talk to you. This is our open phone time. And so if you want to talk about something, if I know about it, I will engage with you. Of course, I will start out by asking if you are concerned at all about the war between Russia and Ukraine. And do you think it will be the catalyst for World War III? And as I was having this conversation this past week about this possible event, I started wondering, okay, what does that really mean? How does that work? And I know many of you probably already know this, but when it comes to declarations of war, it has to be Congress. In fact, it says here, the Constitution grants Congress the sole power to declare war. The sole power to declare war, not the president, right? It is Congress. Congress has declared war on 11 occasions, including its first declaration of war with Great Britain in 1812. And Congress approved its last formal declaration of war during World War II. So no matter how many wars you hear about that where, you know, people here in America, we use the word war. We've been at war with this country. We've been at war with that country. Bottom line is that it's really not war until it's declared by the Congress. And that comes with a whole lot of changes, right? If you're having a battle, if you're going up against someone, we may use that word war. But if it's really a war, if it's truly a war, it has to be declared by Congress. Many of you know this. I know many of you know this. But at the same time, I just want people to really, I want all of us to get an understanding of what that means, what it really means for all of us. It's not easy to realize that this is where we stand because there have been so many battles that we call wars, whether it was Iraq and Afghanistan, and we could go down the whole list. But the bottom line is this is different when the Congress gets involved. And so with Russia and Ukraine, it's tough to watch because Ukraine has been a friend of ours. We've been a friend to them. And even though they are not part of, and do I have this correct, Jonathan? They are not part of NATO.
That's correct.
Okay, I do have that correct. And Finland as well? Was it Finland as well?
Yeah, Sweden and Finland. I was actually a little bit stunned to find that out, that Sweden and Finland are not part of NATO.
Right. Well, it's really quite remarkable what is happening. And so when you really look back on when these 11 times happened, when the Congress of the United States actually declared war. We talked about Great Britain in 1812, June of 1812, then Mexico, May of 1846, and then Spain, April 25th, 1898, Germany in April, 1917, Austria and Hungary, December of 1917. So that was twice in 1917. In Japan, well, it was, December.
And the reason for that was because that was World War I, and I think you're about to get to the other instance of this, which would have been World War II. But there were two entities that were fighting together. And so that's, I think, why we had to declare between Germany and then between Austria-Hungary at that same time.
And then there was Japan, which we all know about, in December of 1941. Germany in December of 1941 as well. And Italy, December 11th of 1941. So we know what that's all about. And then Bulgaria, June of 1942. Hungary, June of 1942 as well. And Romania in June of 1942. I tell you, when I look at these numbers or dates and we realize how many times we've declared war, it's really something, isn't it? I mean, and again, if you want to call in, our number is 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. But that's not what's happening today. With all of these battles that we've had, you know, Vietnam, many people say, well, that was a war. Well, it wasn't declared a war. So, Johnny, what would you call those that are not declared wars?
Would you
call them battles?
I think it's semantics. I honestly think it's semantics.
I agree with that.
I agree that on the premise that, okay, Congress is the sole entity that can declare us at war with somebody. But it's not like we have not gotten involved with other countries that are at war. So I wouldn't say that because we didn't officially declare war with Korea or North Korea that it wasn't the Korean War. I wouldn't say that since we didn't declare war against Vietnam or the Communist Party in Vietnam that we weren't involved in the Vietnam War, that it wasn't the Vietnam War. So either way, I think it's whether we're involved in it, whether we officially declare it, it doesn't matter.
It feels
matter.
Like a war
it
to us, right?
It doesn't matter as much to me what the actual semantics of it are.
Well, I tell you, we talk about these things possibly happening, and then when they happen, it surprises a lot of us, right? It kind of creeps up on us, so we'll keep paying attention to what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. I think what surprises me the most, since I've been doing some reading on this, is how steeped Russia is into our economy, into our country, you know, how many homes that Vladimir Putin has here in the United States. Really quite remarkable. The oligarchs had their what do you call those?
Their super yachts.
Super yachts, man. That's it. Super yachts that were parked in the United States.
Oh, yeah. And parked here, parked in England, parked in other portions around the world. Some of them are moving them to the Caribbean, to those areas where you hide the money. You know, like the Seychelles and like the Cayman Islands. And some of the, I think the Caymans are actually across the Atlantic, but some of those places where, you know, the money kind of disappears. Oh, look at these shell companies.
Kind of disappears? It disappears, absolutely.
Though I say it kind of disappears because it reappears when it needs to.
Well, okay,
it's the shell game that you play. Look for the money. Oh, it's not there. Oh, look, it's here. Oh, I needed a little bit of it. So there it is. Oh.
Okay, now I want to open up the phone lines to talk about this possible strike ending tomorrow. And if it happens, then it will absolutely start on Tuesday. Period. You heard Susie Jones in our newsroom reporting that just a few minutes ago. And I know you've been thinking about it, talking about it. I've been talking with my daughter and her husband. And my 9-year-old granddaughter actually said to her mom, "Mom, my biggest concern is the mental health of the students. They need therapists. They need these things. And these are some of the challenges they're having to make sure that that is kept in the schools. All the schools need them. Children are really going through. We have not been through a pandemic like this before. My generation has not been through a pandemic like this one before. Not this one. And so it's a whole nother ball game. And now they're talking about, all right, if this happens, then we know we have to look out for the children. We have to figure it out. Where do they go? How is it going to happen at home? Are they going to be able to eat and that sort of thing? So it's been frustrating to learn as much as we are learning about the possibility of this strike. And this is nothing to laugh about or to play around with. Teach your children, talk to your children before Tuesday. No matter what happens, if they don't strike, yay, if they do strike. But this is the time, tonight, tomorrow morning, talk to the children and say, I need to explain this to you, why they are doing this. I need to talk to you about why this happens in our school system, in our public school system. So as you keep asking those questions, keep asking them. I don't blame you. I would ask them too. But just know that there are so many ways we can help. They're going to keep the free lunches. I shouldn't call them free, but they're going to keep feeding the children. They're going to announce it if they strike. They're going to announce when those families can come and get the food. They don't want to put out where to go yet. They've got a lot to talk about because first we have to find out if the strike is going to happen. And if it does, it starts on Tuesday. On Tuesday. So take a deep breath, parents. All of us have to, whether you're grandparents, all of us have to get on board again. We did it with COVID, and we're doing great getting through this COVID time. We don't have to wear the mask anymore. But please understand that this is clearly going to disrupt our children. Clearly, if the strike happens. Who's going to be there to pick them up? Who's going to be there to encourage them? And I'm not talking about after school hours. I'm talking about every time we get before they leave in the morning. Pour something positive into them if they get to go back to school. And if they don't, sit them down at home and explain what striking is. Explain it all as much as you can find. As much information as you can find. Talk about unions. Where do unions come from? Why is it so important? These are the things you can do. You can teach your children at home. These are the things they need to know. Mom, what is a strike and why is it happening? Be prepared to answer that question. Please. The nice thing about it is, though you are prepared, you may not ever have to use that information this week. But you might have to. So please don't forget. Remember. 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 All right. 651-461-9226. Time to take a break. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to Steel Talking, and our next guest coming up at 8:35 is going to be a man that I truly admire, Senator Bobby Joe Champion. And we're going to talk about something that is really, really important. And even though you may not have heard of it, I've been kind of following this whole campaign for a while. And it is quite remarkable. It's called the Crown Act, and it passes the House floor, and it's awaiting action in the Senate. And I'm really excited about this. So we're going to talk to Senator Bobby Joe Champion, state senator, and we are going to find out how this all came to be and what it really means. So we don't want you to take a break. We hope you'll stick and stay with us to learn how important this is and why it is important. Now, I also wanted to mention, as we were talking about the strike, because this is a big deal. Seriously, you guys, this is a big deal. The challenge is transportation, making sure the children will eat, and so much more, making sure they get their work done. They're going to keep their iPads during this time if the strike happens. I just am so nervous about them losing more time. It feels as though our children are going to be 2 years behind once this whole pandemic is completely over with and the schools are open completely once again. And that's frightening. Some children will lose it and never want to pick it up again. So we have to be encouraging. We have to find some kind of way to work together to make that happen. So stay tuned as we talk more about this on Steel Talking over the next few weeks to see how things are going. But the children are hurting. They're not seeing their friends. And to this, the idea of not being able to see their friends again, and before it was COVID, and now it's going to be a strike possibly. So when you see children in your family, in your neighborhood, encourage them to keep going, keep doing it. Also, I want to mention before we take a break that Shaletta Brundage, I am so proud of her. I don't know if you've heard about Shaletta and this award that she has received. But maybe we'll come back in the next half hour because I'll probably have more time to talk about Shaletta. Shaletta Brundage is on here at WCC on Saturdays from 11 to 2 p.m. and she won an Anthem Award, and I want to tell you more about that, and I don't have enough time to tell you more about it. You might have heard it all week long, but when it's one of ours, that's a really big deal. I'm sure, Jonathan, you probably heard about it, and I don't know if you had a chance to watch the event. By the time I found out about the Anthem Awards, I was just like, oh, Gerlin, you have truly missed a lot.
I did find out about it. I actually found out about it from Shaletta.
Cool.
She texted me, and I feel so bad. I've yet to text her back with my congratulations, so that is on me. But no, she texted me, and I'm like, "What is she texting me?" I don't know what it's. I think it was like Monday. Like, it's a Monday. What? Why are you texting me? I don't understand this. And so she texted me the link to the story, and so it's a real big honor, and she has done so much in the community and so much to raise up the community around her that I think it's a great choice to select her for that award. And so she deserves every bit of it.
Yeah, I think so, too. She works a lot harder than some people know. Shaletta is a go-getter. She is excellent in her gifts. So a lot of times we hear about her, we know about her, but please read her bio, learn more about what she's doing. I think this is something that we should be talking about a lot here at Intercom Odyssey. It's really important. So please look it up, find out what the
Intercom
Anthem Award.
Odyssey.
Big boss is
upstairs. No, we're not Intercom anymore. We're Odyssey.
Okay, Jonathan. All right.
What were you saying?
Never mind.
No,
I know it's hard to let go of one for the other one. So
it is. It's.
That's why I keep them together. I'll just say Odyssey.
At least you're not calling us CBS Radio anymore. So that's a plus.
Well, who's doing that?
I don't know.
Don't tell me. All right, Jonathan. We're going to take this break and come back with the senator, state senator Bobby Joe Champion, in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Steel Talkin'. I'm excited to talk about something called the Crown Act. And joining me to define it and to help us understand why it is important is State Senator Bobby Joe Champion. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing nicely. How are you doing? It's always so good to hear your voice on a great Sunday evening.
Ditto, sir, ditto. It's amazing. This Crown Act has been talked about for a while now. There have now been the Crown coalitions. I think it's in 14 states and 32 municipalities, if I'm not mistaken, around the country. Is that correct?
That is correct. That some people say 17 because there's another variation in some other places. But for certain, we know that 14 other states, including Colorado, California, New York, Virginia, and others have adopted the Crown Act.
Tell us why this is really important.
Well, the first thing that I'll tell you is that the Crown Act is an acronym for meaning creating a respectful and open workplace for natural hair. Some people replace the word workplace with world. And so the whole thing is that we think it's important to make sure that individuals are judged on their skills and qualifications and not put in uncomfortable predicaments as it pertains to their hair. So here in Minnesota, what we would do if it was to pass, it passed the House with 100-plus votes, which means that they got bipartisan support, that it would add hairstyle to a provision in the Minnesota Human Rights Act that prohibits racial discrimination. So they would add, like, braids and dreadlocks and that sort of thing. So we think an individual should be able to be free and at work, be free in school, be free to wear their natural hair, and for them to be accepted and for them not to be put in uncomfortable positions that could look like they were being judged or required to do something different because of their hair.
We do know that this has been a problem here in the great state of Minnesota. There are certain corporations that actually put it in their, you know, casual Friday definitions. You know, you cannot wear your hair certain ways. And so this has been going on for so long, especially in corporate America. Many of these around the country have said, okay, we're going to allow this. But then they still put certain stipulations, you know, that say, okay, you can't go this far. Some have offered pictures for people to see to say, okay, you can't go that far. Why is it that the natural hair has been condemned by so many in the business world specifically?
When you think about it, sometimes the business world and even schools in other places have really defined their what's professional based on the majority community. So it has to be tapered a certain way. You can only wear a certain length. And not for the natural hair to be lifted up or elevated as important. The reason why it's important for us to take a stance right now is because it's important for boys and girls to feel good about themselves, who they are, and believing that their hair is a beautiful part of who they are. And when you think in terms of the workforce, we are diversifying our workforces. It's becoming more and more competitive when you think in terms of getting people to come to our corporations, they come to our states. And if people are embracing who they are, which we should, because I believe that there's a scripture that says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I believe that, right? So I believe that people should be able to express themselves and be, again, judged on the skills and qualifications. And not only just in the state of Minnesota have we been having this problem. But in Texas, for an example, there was a then-soon graduate who was told he could not walk in graduation because of his hair.
Right.
There was a wrestler that was well-known in 2018 to 2019 where he could not wrestle if he didn't cut his dreads off. And they cut his dreads right there on the side of the gym and said, hey, you either have to cut your hair or forfeit your
get out. That's right.
Those are just examples. And so, like you said, in the workforce, it's happening. So we believe it makes us a richer state, a richer a country when we embrace individuals and allow them to express themselves through their hair, because that's what they do. People want to be natural. Allow that to be so.
Exactly. In fact, I actually have a grandchild who went through something with a teacher that was just brushing her hair, and then she clipped off a couple of her braids. And with no, she didn't ask if that was okay. She didn't say, do you mind if I take these two braids or three braids out? And so I don't quite know why people feel like it's okay to cut the natural hair of different people, indigenous people, all types of people wear their hair in different ways. And it feels like there's something wrong with that, but there's really nothing wrong with it. Do you remember Marcia Stadden?
Yes.
Do you remember her? And do you remember she worked for a major corporation here in the state of Minnesota? She wore her long braids as a lawyer. She wore her long braids. They were just beautiful. And I remember her talking to a group of us in an organization called SAS, Sisters Associated for Self-Support. And she stood there with us and said, look, we've been telling you how to dress in business and these corporations. We've been telling you all these things, but wearing your hair, it's your hair. It's your natural hair. You should be able to do it. And she fought for it because they threatened to fire her if she kept her braids. She fought for it and she won.
And listen, that example that you are talking about, now we're talking about someone, first of all, Ms. Stadden, who's brilliant, has a brilliant legal mind. And we're also talking about if you don't give people the opportunity to have that freedom and to be accepted for that freedom, then we will send a collective message that they're not important, right? And and that they have to conform to a certain standard that restricts them. And therefore, we will then say, hey, we don't want you to be a part of this wonderful corporation, our great state. And as Minnesotans, I want us to respect, retain, recruit, create a positive environment for those brilliant minds to be a part of our corporation so that we can continue to be globally competitive. I think that in this market where there is a limitation, this Crown Act is important. So that's why I'm also asking my Senate colleagues to join me in passing the Crown Act because it will send a clear message that it's free to be who you are, right? It all, and I almost went to that. Remember that Marlo Thomas, free to be you and me, right?
Yeah.
And so that was from so many years ago. But it is about a freedom and a collective message, I believe, that it's important for us to be fearfully and wonderfully made and that we should do so by passing this act.
It's interesting that we have to do this. People of color, even Jewish women, have had challenges, and men too, where it's just too curly and too big, and they had to tame it down years ago. You know, you put a perm in a white woman's hair and it gets curly. You put a perm in my hair and it's straight. So, you know,
right.
There were challenges trying to figure out, well, what does the natural hair look like for you? Well, what does it look for you? So the word that's been used so much about natural hair is urban. It's too urban. Right?
Right.
And I can't figure out why they chose that. Why is, or it sounds like urban is like a bad word.
Well, it is all these codes, right? So you used some really good examples of my Jewish friends who have curly hair, and we believe that they should be able to wear their curly hair as well, right? And when you think about it, urban is usually attached to a negative connotation as opposed to understanding that culture is not negative, individualism is not negative, promoting someone's self-worth is not negative, and we should look at the antithesis of what it is that we're doing and intentionally embrace individualism, natural hair, and allow people to be free. I know I keep saying freedom, freedom, freedom,
because
it is about freedom. It is about accepting who another person is and what God created them to be. That's why I say natural. But if someone decides that they want their hair to be straight, if that's what they want to do, allow them to do that. But we should not have to conform to a specific look that makes others feel much more comfortable. Professionalism is not me or my sons being free of dreads, because my sons, I saw on WCCO, they asked me for a picture, and I showed the picture of my two sons who are in college who have dreads. They are professional. They are well-spoken. They're intelligent, and I want them to be free. I don't want them to go become a therapist or a veterinarian or whatever they decide to be, and someone tell them, well, if you want to be with us, you have to cut your hair. Their hair
wow.
is an expression of who they are, and I want them to have that freedom, like my Jewish friends, like my Latino friends, like anyone. I want them to be free to wear their hair as long as they want it, right? Especially if that is an expression of who they are. I know that in some Jewish communities, some people don't cut their hair, and we should allow them to have that freedom. And so I just think it's beneficial for us all.
Do you think it really is something that happens more in the Midwest or just all over the country?
I really actually think it happens all over the country. That's why we've had 14, some people say 17 states that have now adopted some version of the Crown Act. I also think that they've adopted it because it's also good for business that we intentionally seek to recruit, retain, and welcome diversity in our workforce to remain globally competitive. I think others are sensitive to the air of what other people might do, and we created some safeguards in order to say, we don't think all companies behave this way. We don't think all school districts behave this way. But we want to make it very clear that if you are behaving that way, that's unacceptable. And
okay.
So that's why I believe that this is something that we should do.
Okay, so the Crown Act, is this something that we can, are they trying to put the beginning and an end to this, you know, as far as how far you can go with your hair, or is this something you're saying, allow the natural hair to be worn, period?
That's what we're saying, right? And,
okay.
And whatever that looks like. And we just give some examples in the legislation. But even that's open, right? So like we put braids in there, and we also put dreadlocks in there. And so really what we're doing is adding into the Department of Human Rights statute what racial discrimination looks like, right? And adding that in as a course of action a person can bring forth if they believe for some reason someone discriminated against them based on their natural hair, and something that we are prohibiting companies from doing. And we think it's beneficial for Minnesota and that company.
So the House has already passed this, correct?
That is correct, with 100-plus votes, right? So remember that the House only has 134 House members. Over 100 folks voted yes already. So that means it got bipartisan support. That is correct.
Okay, what about the Senate?
Senate, we are still, I'm the chief officer in the Senate. I've asked my colleagues across the aisle, because you know that the majority party is Republican, and mm-hmm. I've asked my GOP members to join me in passing this by giving me a hearing. I haven't gotten a hearing scheduled as of yet. I hope to hear something by tomorrow. In fact, I even texted them earlier today to give them some more articles and additional coverage that has been lifted up around the Crown Act. So I'm also asking, Geraldine, for your listeners to call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Steel Talkin'. I'm excited to talk about something called the Crown Act. And joining me to define it and to help us understand why it is important is State Senator Bobby Joe Champion. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing nicely. How are you doing? It's always so good to hear your voice on a great Sunday evening.
Ditto, sir, ditto. It's amazing. This Crown Act has been talked about for a while now. There have now have been the Crown coalitions. I think it's in 14 states and 32 municipalities, if I'm not mistaken, around the country. Is that correct?
That is correct. That some people say 17 because there's another variation in some other places. But for certain, we know that 14 other states, including Colorado, California, New York, Virginia, and others have adopted the Crown Act.
Tell us why this is really important.
Well, the first thing that I'll tell you is that the Crown Act is an acronym for meaning creating a respectful and open workplace for natural hair. Some people replace the word workplace with world. And so the whole thing is that we think it's important to make sure that individuals are judged on their skills and qualifications and not put in uncomfortable predicaments as it pertains to their hair. So here in Minnesota, what we would do if it was to pass. It passed the House with 100-plus votes, which means that they got bipartisan support, that it would add hairstyle to a provision in the Minnesota Human Rights Act that prohibits racial discrimination. So they would add, like, braids and dreadlocks and that sort of thing. So we think an individual should be able to be free and at work, be free in school, be free to wear their natural hair, and for them to be accepted and for them not to be put in uncomfortable positions that could look like they were being judged or required to do something different because of their hair.
We do know that this has been a problem here in the great state of Minnesota. There are certain corporations that actually put it in their, you know, casual Friday definitions. You know, you cannot wear your hair certain ways. And so this has been going on for so long, especially in corporate America. Many of these around the country have said, okay, we're going to allow this. But then they still put certain stipulations, you know, that say, okay, you can't go this far. Some have offered pictures for people to see to say, okay, you can't go that far. Why is it that the natural hair has been condemned by so many in the business world specifically?
When you think about it, sometimes the business world and even schools and other places have really defined their what's professional based on the majority community. So it has to be tapered a certain way. You can only wear a certain length. And not for the natural hair to be lifted up or elevated as important. The reason why it's important for us to take a stance right now is because it's important for boys and girls to feel good about themselves, who they are, and believing that their hair is a beautiful part of who they are. And when you think in terms of the workforce, we are diversifying our workforces. It's becoming more and more competitive when you think in terms of getting people to come to our corporations and come to our states. And if people are embracing who they are, which we should, because I believe that there's a scripture that says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I believe that, right? So I believe that people should be able to express themselves and be, again, judged on the skills and qualifications. And not only just in the state of Minnesota have we been having this problem. But in Texas, for an example, there was a then-soon graduate who was told he could not walk in graduation because of his hair.
Right.
There was a wrestler that was well-known in 2018 to 2019 where he could not wrestle if he didn't cut his dreads off. And they cut his dreads right there on the side of the gym and said, hey, you either have to cut your hair or forfeit your
get out. That's right.
Those are just examples. And so, like you said, in the workforce, it's happening. So we believe it makes us a richer state, a richer a country when we embrace individuals and allow them to express themselves through their hair, because that's what they do. People want to be natural. Allow that to be so.
Exactly. In fact, I actually have a grandchild who went through something with a teacher that was just brushing her hair, and then she clipped off a couple of her braids. And with no, she didn't ask if that was okay. She didn't say, do you mind if I take these two braids or three braids out? And so I don't quite know why people feel like it's okay to cut the natural hair of different people, indigenous people, all types of people wear their hair in different ways. And it feels like there's something wrong with that, but there's really nothing wrong with it. Do you remember Marcia Stadden?
Yes.
Do you remember her? And do you remember she worked for a major corporation here in the state of Minnesota? She wore her long braids as a lawyer. She wore her long braids. They were just beautiful. And I remember her talking to a group of us in an organization called SAS, Sisters Associated for Self-Support. And she stood there with us and said, look, we've been telling you how to dress in business in these corporations. We've been telling you all these things, but wearing your hair, it's your hair. It's your natural hair. You should be able to do it. And she fought for it because they threatened to fire her if she kept her braids. She fought for it and she won.
And listen, that example that you are talking about, now we're talking someone, first of all, Ms. Stadden, who's brilliant, has a brilliant legal mind. And we're also talking about if you don't give people the opportunity to have that freedom and to be accepted for that freedom, then we will send a collective message that they're not important, right? And and that they have to conform to a certain standard that restricts them, and therefore we would then say, hey, we don't want you to be a part of this wonderful corporation, our great state. And as Minnesotans, I want us to respect, retain, recruit, create a positive environment for those brilliant minds to be a part of our corporation so that we can continue to be globally competitive. I think that in this market where there is a limitation, this Crown Act is important. So that's why I'm also asking my Senate colleagues to join me in passing the Crown Act, because it will send a clear message that it's free to be who you are, right? It all, I almost went to that. Remember that Marlo Thomas, free to be you and me, right?
Yeah.
And so that was from so many years ago. But it is about a freedom and a collective message. I believe that it's important for us to be fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we should do so by passing this act.
It's interesting that we have to do this. People of color, even Jewish women, have had challenges, and men too, where it's just too curly and too big, and they had to tame it down years ago. You know, you put a perm in a white woman's hair and it gets curly. You put a perm in my hair and it's straight. So, you know,
right.
There were challenges trying to figure out, well, what does the natural hair look like for you? Well, what does it look for you? So the word that's been used so much about natural hair is urban. It's too urban. Right?
Right.
And I can't figure out why they chose that. Why is, or it sounds like urban is like a bad word.
Well, it is all these codes, right? So you used some really good examples of my Jewish friends who have curly hair, and we believe that they should be able to wear their curly hair as well, right? And when you think about it, urban is usually attached to a negative connotation as opposed to understanding that culture is not negative, individualism is not negative, promoting someone's self-worth is not negative, and we should look at the antithesis of what it is that we're doing and intentionally embrace individualism, natural hair, and allow people to be free. I know I keep saying freedom, freedom, freedom,
because
it is about freedom. It is about accepting who another person is and what God created them to be. That's why I say natural. But if someone decides that they want their hair to be straight, if that's what they want to do, allow them to do that. But we should not have to conform to a specific look that makes others feel much more comfortable. Professionalism is not me or my sons being free of dreads, because my sons, I saw on WCCO, they asked me for a picture, and I showed the picture of my two sons who are in college who have dreads. They are professional. They are well-spoken. They're intelligent, and I want them to be free. I don't want them to go become a therapist or a veterinarian or whatever they decide to be, and someone tell them, well, if you want to be with us, you have to cut your hair. Their hair
wow.
is an expression of who they are, and I want them to have that freedom, like my Jewish friends, like my Latino friends, like anyone. I want them to be free to wear their hair as long as they want it, right? Especially if that is an expression of who they are. I know that in some Jewish communities, some people don't cut their hair, and we should allow them to have that freedom. And so I just think it's beneficial for us all.
Do you think it really is something that happens more in the Midwest or just all over the country?
I really actually think it happens all over the country. That's why we've had 14, some people say 17 states that have now adopted some version of the Crown Act. I also think that they've adopted it because it's also good for business that we intentionally seek to recruit, retain, and welcome diversity in our workforce to remain globally competitive. I think others are sensitive to the air of what other people might do, and we've created some safeguards in order to say, we don't think all companies behave this way. We don't think all school districts behave this way. But we want to make it very clear that if you are behaving that way, that's unacceptable. And
okay.
So that's why I believe that this is something that we should do.
Okay, so the Crown Act, is this something that we can, are they trying to put the beginning and an end to this, you know, as far as how far you can go with your hair? Or is this something you're saying, allow the natural hair to be worn, period?
That's what we're saying, right? And,
okay.
And whatever that looks like. And we just give some examples in the legislation, but even that's open, right? So, like, we put braids in there, and we also put dreadlocks in there. And so really what we're doing is adding into the Department of Human Rights statute what racial discrimination looks like, right? And adding that in as a course of action a person can bring forth if they believe for some reason someone discriminated against them based on their natural hair and something that we are prohibiting companies from doing. And we think
okay.
it's beneficial for Minnesota and that company.
So the House has already passed this, correct?
That is correct, with 100-plus votes, right? So remember that the House only has 134 House members. Over 100 folks voted yes already. So that means it got bipartisan support. That is correct.
Okay, what about the Senate?
Senate, we are still, I'm the chief officer in the Senate. I've asked my colleagues across the aisle, because you know that the majority party is Republican, and mm-hmm. I've asked my GOP members to join me in passing this by giving me a hearing. I haven't gotten a hearing scheduled as of yet. I hope to hear something by tomorrow. In fact, I even texted them earlier today to give them some more articles and additional coverage that has been lifted up around the Crown Act. So I'm also asking, Geraldine, for your listeners to call their legislator and say, hey, we think that this deserves consideration and that it should be passed. And so I need the public's help in making sure that their legislators know that this is important to the two constituents as well.
So when will the Senate vote?
Well, that's a very interesting question. As soon as I get a hearing. So if I get a hearing scheduled, the committee then will vote, and then in that committee, and then hopefully it will be there will be a motion for it to be passed and sent to the floor to be on general register, and then it's just a matter of getting the president and others to schedule it for a floor vote. So I first got to get a committee hearing, which is what I'm working very hard to do. And that's why I mentioned earlier that I need support from the general public to call their legislators and ask them to schedule that committee hearing and also a floor vote.
You know, some people probably listening are concerned and they think, why is this even important? Well, I would start out by saying even the fashion houses, the famous fashion houses around the world have accepted this for years now, for decades. They know that it's important to allow the model to really be herself, right, or be himself. And however you wear that hair today, you're really starting to see the natural look of the hair, no matter where they're from, no matter who they are. And it's beautiful. So people think that this is a movement just starting in Minnesota. It may be just starting in Minnesota, but this movement has been going, flying, and it's, you know, people are agreeing with this. So I really hope that it will make a difference and that the Senate will come on board with this. I'm so grateful that you presented this, that you wrote this and decided to present it, and the House is on board. We just need the Senate on board, and that's always the one we're looking for to get on board.
That is correct. And I just want to remind people and thank you again, Geraldine, for just your dedication and just you understanding the importance of this work, the great work, and wanting to make sure that your listeners know about it. But remember, Minnesota, Colorado has passed it, California, New Jersey, Virginia, New York, Washington, Maryland, Connecticut, New Mexico, Delaware, Nebraska, and Nevada. And there's a number of other states, including Wisconsin, who's considering it as well. So we are usually the leaders here in Minnesota. I want us to step up and continue to lead. And we need you. This is important. It is important for us today, but it's also important for our future. So thank you so very much, and I look forward to getting continued support.
And very quickly, if people want more information, where should they go? Which book would you recommend?
Ooh, really good. Oh, well,
or website.
Go website. You can also just put in Crown Act, right?
That's true. That's
because
true.
it's been talked about over and over again. In fact, in Minnesota, we just had WCCO covering it. Star Tribune has covered it. Austin papers in Duluth, I believe it is. It's just a number of different places and people that have covered it. And in fact, it goes back to even 2018 or 2019 when Representative Moran was the House author in the House. This year is Representative Esther Abaje, who is my House member. So it's been a lot of coverage on it. In fact, I know that Star Tribune is preparing for another article this week, along with some other papers that have contacted me because they're also interested in this and believe it's something that we should do. So just Google the Crown Act, and it will pop up, and you'll see a number of different stories from across the country that has made this piece of legislation necessary for clarity and for protection, and it's necessary.
I sure appreciate it. I appreciate you joining us tonight and talking about this is really important, not just to Black people, but all sorts of people. Thank you so much, Senator Bobby Joe Champion.
Thank you so much, and have a great evening. And I enjoyed you at the Dakota with you and your sisters.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You were great.
It was great to have you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is our own Senator, Bobby Joe Champion, state senator. And if you haven't heard of this, please look it up. It's so important. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Still Talking. I hope you really learned something about the Crown Act. And if you have questions about it, go to ebony.com. That's EBONY.com. And they have a Crown Act coalition. And you can really read a lot of those articles in that magazine. It is a magazine for African Americans and even children that are African Americans. It talks about hair a lot, as well as clothing and so much more. And I think you would enjoy it. So at least we're trying to make sure that each of us can have an understanding of why this Crown Act is important. So don't take it for granted. Don't try not to laugh at it or think it's silly. Learn about it. Read about it. And I think you will understand that some people have been fired at their jobs for having their natural hair. And that started in the 80s. I remember that's when it started. It's very clear in my mind how many times we had to fight to wear our hair natural. So there you go. Coming up next is Center Stage, by the way, all things arts and entertainment. And we're going to start out talking about the Broadway show called Waitress. It's now coming to the Ordway. There's so much to talk about with that particular piece. I actually saw this restaurant called The Bad Waitress. And if you've ever been to The Bad Waitress, I'd love to know what that experience was like, because I've heard so many different things. I don't know, Jonathan, have you ever been there? The Bad Waitress.
I haven't. I'm trying to remember. I thought it closed. I know there was a location over on Central.
I just drove past it.
Yeah, I know there was a location that had brought it up over on Central Avenue here in Northeast Minneapolis, but that closed down and reopened as something else. I thought there was another location, but I'll have to check. By the way, I do want to correct something on my end from earlier in the hour. You were correct. Mary J. Blige did play at the All-Star. She played the All-Star weekend. She did not play the All-Star game, but she did headline a concert All-Star weekend.
Now, I have to look up then who did the Star Spangled Banner. I sure thought it was her. Or God Bless America. All right, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, it sure has been fun talking with you, and or at least talking with you through the radio. And I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for joining us. Center Stage is going to be a blast, so stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Still Talking. I hope you really learned something about the Crown Act. And if you have questions about it, go to ebony.com. That's EBONY.com. And they have a Crown Act coalition. And you can really read a lot of those articles in that magazine. It is a magazine for African Americans and even children that are African Americans. It talks about hair a lot, as well as clothing and so much more. And I think you would enjoy it. So at least we're trying to make sure that each of us can have an understanding of why this Crown Act is important. So don't take it for granted. Don't try not to laugh at it or think it's silly. Learn about it. Read about it. And I think you will understand that some people have been fired at their jobs for having their natural hair. And that started in the 80s. I remember that's when it started. It's very clear in my mind how many times we had to fight to wear our hair natural. So there you go. Coming up next is Center Stage, by the way, all things arts and entertainment. And we're going to start out talking about the Broadway show called Waitress. It's now coming to the Ordway. There's so much to talk about with that particular piece. I actually saw this restaurant called The Bad Waitress in it. If you've ever been to The Bad Waitress, I'd love to know what that experience was like, because I've heard so many different things. I don't know, Jonathan, have you ever been there? The Bad Waitress.
I haven't. I'm trying to remember. I thought it closed. I know there was a location over on Central.
I just drove past it.
Yeah, I know there was a location that had brought it up over on Central Avenue here in Northeast Minneapolis, but that closed down and reopened as something else. I thought there was another location, but I'll have to check. By the way, I do want to correct something on my end from earlier in the hour. You were correct. Mary J. Blige did play at the All-Star. She played the All-Star weekend. She did not play the All-Star game, but she did headline a concert All-Star weekend.
Now, I have to look up then who did the Star Spangled Banner. I sure thought it was her. Or God Bless America. All right, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, it sure has been fun talking with you, and or at least talking with you through the radio. And I am honored to be here. Thank you so much for joining us. Center Stage is going to be a blast, so stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.